It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey folks, it's Adam. I am back with another This Day is History. Moving into, looks like October 30th today. Just a quick programming note in case you noticed a sort of a hiccup there. I did take 2 years off, and I'm gonna be honest. I'm in a fair bit of trouble with the big guys upstairs. I was supposed to take a year and assess which day was the most expendable, because I was given a power/curse to erase one day from the history of the world. And I was supposed to do that. And I started that for a little while. And then it got to be a lot, And so I stopped thinking about it for a little bit. And then Adriel, the angel that gave me this power, the angel of death and destruction that was living in my basement at the time, we kind of had a bit of a falling out, as happens between humans and angels at times, I've heard. And so they went back up to heaven. And, I thought everything was kind of cool. Like, maybe that put me off the hook to a certain extent. And then the phone calls began. And I really tried to play it off. I switched my cell phone carrier. I blocked pretty much every number that was coming in. And if it wasn't somebody on my like contacts list, it wouldn't even ring my phone. But that didn't seem to help. I think they know somebody at Samsung. Regardless, it became relatively clear to me that I was still very much on the hook for this, and that no was not an option. So I did buy myself a little bit of time. I said, well, I can't just start up randomly. I'm going to start back up on the day that I stopped. And they accepted that. And then the day came and went last year. And I was like, oh, was it that day? And that's a goof you can pull once on somebody, right? So at this point, I'm back in it, right? Kind of didn't have an option. Still haven't talked to Adriel. I don't know how things are going with them. So for those of you who are the ad heads out there that are real concerned about what's been up with Adriel lately, I mean, I don't know, haven't caught up in a bit. Anyway, let's jump into this. We've got plenty to talk about. The rolling in loser that we had coming into this was, if I'm not mistaken, it was from, oh dang, that's right. It's from October 6th, the 3-2-1 lineup of Jeremy Sisto, Amy Jo Johnson, and Elizabeth Shue. I've been getting nothing but positive and just great letters over the last couple of years from the Shue heads out there, the fans of Elizabeth Shue. And, I'm sorry to them for what's going to happen today, because I'm just, not to put it all out there up front, but I mean, October 6th ran roughshod through this entire month, and nobody sucked as hard as October 6th. And at this point, with 2 days left, is there enough chance for them to maybe just sneak by better than somebody else? Yeah, I guess it's possible. I guess it's possible, but the odds are not in their favor. I'm going to upset a lot of Shue heads out there, probably, that this is happening again. But you know what? Not my problem. Not my chair. Not anything I can do about it. All right, let's run through the honorable mentions for October 30th. Let's see. October 30th, 1892, Charles Atlas, okay, bodybuilder, fitness guru, Charles Atlas. October 30th, 1885, Ezra Pound. Can't say enough about good old writer man, Ezra Pound. I mean, I guess I could. I feel like it's already enough. I feel like I've already said enough about Ezra Pound. Let's see, looking around here. Tori Belacci, October 30th, 1970. He was the one of the guys on Mythbusters. Not the two guys that you would know from Mythbusters, but one of the other guys. Not Grant Imahara. The other guy. Tori Leachy. All right, Nasia Lucan, born October 30th, 1989. They say she's an actor, but I mean, I think she's pretty much a gymnast. Does she really act? I don't know. Harry Hamlin, born October 30th, 1951. And Nia Long, ladies and gentlemen, October 30th, 1970. I'm a big fan of Nia Long. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, good stuff. Okay. Boys in the Hood, good stuff. There's really not anything that Nia Long's been in that I don't like her in. I'm not going to say that Big Mama's House was a good movie. I'm going to say Nia Long did a good job. I'm not going to say that Are We There Yet was a good movie. I'm going to say Nia Long did a good job. Okay. Nia Long's great. Okay, so let's go 3, 2, 1. Let's do it. Number 3, most famous and influential person born in October 30th, Kevin Pollak. Kevin Pollak. Kevin Pollak is an actor. He was, what would you remember Kevin Pollak for? He was in A Few Good Men. He was in The Usual Suspects. So he was one of the guys in there. He's a really good impressionist as well as an actor and a comedian. So I do genuinely like Kevin Pollak. I hope that he hasn't had a fall from grace. I mean, this is the thing that I'm nervous about with any of these shows. Now that 2 years has gone by, what people have I said were good and then come to find out, no, they're not. You know, there was a day when Louis C.K. was in the top 3. So that's not good in retrospect. A lot of things have changed in the last 2 years with celebrities. But all I can do is go based on the information that I have at the time. Right now, I don't currently have any information that Kevin Pollak sucks. So Kevin Pollak, number 3. Number 2, Grace Slick, born October 30th, 1939. Grace Slick is the front woman for such wonderful groups as Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, Starship. That's pretty much it. And I know that to a certain extent, Starship is kind of a joke rock group at this point. And people think pretty bad about Starship. We built this city. Yes, it is schlocky and it is cheesy and it is very 80s and it does not age well. But it doesn't mean that I don't enjoy it. I like that level of schlockiness. Honestly, there's a little bit of nostalgia creep in there, but that's fine. Everybody needs that. Nothing's going to stop us now. That was the hit song from the movie Mannequin, wherein a man falls in love with a mannequin. Okay, so I wouldn't have that kind of stuff. But I mean, to be realistic, though, like Jefferson Airplane was good. Okay, psychedelic as all heck, yes. But go listen to White Rabbit sometime. It was really good. Okay, so Grace Slick, number 2, most famous and influential person born on October 30th. Last and certainly not least, because that's not how numbers work, the number 1 most influential person born on October 30th. And this fellow, it's kind of interesting because he has had a massive resurgence since the show went off the air. He probably would have been number 2, maybe. Nah, he still probably would have been number 1. Okay, but it wouldn't have been as much of a blowout as it currently is. The most recent turnaround in his career is he started playing a character, an acting teacher, in the HBO show Barry, which is a really good show. If you haven't watched Barry, go watch Barry. It's awesome. It's wonderful. It's about a hitman with a heart. But also kind of not have a heart, kind of doesn't have a heart. But it's very funny. But yeah, we're talking about Henry Winkler. That's right. The Fonz, ladies and gentlemen, born October 30th, 1945. Now, what can you possibly say about Henry Winkler that I didn't already say right before I told you his name? I mean, I guess a few things. Happy Days was great. He was great in The Waterboy. He was pretty darn good in Arrested Development. He's done some good things. So Henry Winkler, ladies and gentlemen, the Fonz, born October 30th. All right. I don't think I need to do chalk to chalk here. It's pretty cut and dry. It's pretty obvious to me, but I will. I'll do chalk to chalk. Kevin Pollak versus Jeremy Sisto. Kevin Pollak obviously wins. Grace Slick versus Amy Jo Johnson. Grace Slick is so far ahead in that race that it is insane. And last, and certainly not least, yet again, Henry Winkler versus Elizabeth Shue. Well, if you thought you were going to get past the Fonz and that was going to be your reprieve, then October 6th, you don't know what this game is. And it's not a game, but in a lot of ways it is. So here we are, October 6th, one more chance at salvation. One more chance to not be the worst day in all of October. I don't know. It's been a couple of years since I've even looked at Halloween birthdays. There's got to be some cool people born on Halloween, though, right? Or at least there's got to be people that claim they were born on Halloween, right? Maybe that's what Marilyn Manson says his birthday is. That sounds like the kind of shit that a Marilyn Manson of this world. It is absolutely not a thing Marilyn Manson would do, but something Rob Zombie would do. He would claim his birthday is Halloween, you know? I don't know if they check people's birth records or they just go and ask you after you become a celebrity. They go, hey, when's your birthday? Maybe they do it that way. I don't know. Who gets all this information on these celebrity birthdays anyway? That's so strange that we even collect this information. All right, I'm getting inside my own head about it. Anyway, thank you for joining me once again for This Day is History. I will see you here next time tomorrow. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.